This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, let's get this party started. And, yeah, I think it is a little bit of a party today. The kids are back at school. Well, not all of them, not the college students. But at least the high schoolers and the grade schoolers, they're all back at school. So, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I'm a happy girl there. Things working out really, really good for 2019. So, I'm really, really happy. All right, let's get kind of excited here. But, we got a lot to talk about with some very, very interesting news stories. Okay, do you guys know who Charles Darwin was? You guys should, right? You know, the father of evolution and, you know, mad scientist. I mean, apparently this guy was a genius. But what a lot of us don't realize is he had a crap load of medical issues. He suffered most of his adult life. And I guess they just now figured out what they think he suffered from medically. And you want to know what? I don't think so. I think we have something new called a Darwin disease. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how some experts are saying that the whole idea of a midlife crisis doesn't really exist. There is no midlife crisis. I disagree. One of my favorite restaurants is Outback Steakhouse. Woohoo! I gotta tell you, I have been to fancy steakhouses. And I've cooked steak on my own. And the only steak I really, really will like, time and time again, is Outback Steakhouse's prime rib. I just love how they do the prime rib. Super yummy stuff. Anyway, there's an Outback Steakhouse where a worker has been diagnosed with hepatitis A. So we're gonna talk about that. Now, uterine cancer rates are rising. Women are seeming to get a little bit more afflicted commonly with uterine cancer than in previous decades. But we're also being told that overall cancer rates are down. Now, I've been on air for almost 10 years. I think tomorrow is my 10-year radio birthday. Day! I cannot wait. Oh, mommy happy. So tomorrow is my 10-year radio birthday. Very, very happy girl. And so I would like to credit cancer rates going down because of me. But no, that's not it. All right, there's some other of my colleagues that get a touch bit of credit. But we have the overall nationwide cancer rate falling pretty damn nicely. But we still have life expectancy up. I'm sorry, life expectancy starting to level off and actually lower. And then we have uterine cancer rising. So I'm going to talk to you about how you got to kind of take with a grain of salt what's going on here. And let's dissect what's happening. They say if infants don't get enough sleep, by the time they're 6 months to a year, they're going to have issues later. So all these parents that freak out that their kid isn't sleeping well at night may be right. Speaking of kids, we have a hospital banning the little young ones from coming to the hospital because they don't want them to get the flu. We're going to talk about that. We got a bystander who decided to save somebody's life, right, by performing CPR. And he had in his head the song, you know, Stayin' Alive, Stayin' Alive, which we've talked about many times. And many medical experts have talked about how that song, Stayin' Alive, has the perfect beat tempo for performing CPR. Very, very cool. We're going to talk about that. Then, this whole vaping epidemic, I think you have a lot of people not knowing what the hell they're doing when it comes to the vaping epidemic. And so, they're tackling it wrong. And experts are saying, we can't be looking at the vaping epidemic like we did with tobacco. This is a much different monster. And we do have a vaping epidemic now, and I don't see it letting up. So we're going to talk about that. And then, you know, being your radio doctor, I really worry about you guys' health. And we have now a list of the most dangerous jobs in the U.S., including electricians, firefighters, and police officers. We are looking at, I have the top 25 deathly scary jobs out there. I looked up radio host. I don't see that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, you know, I do want to say I have some stalkers. I do. And that does make me a little nervous. I don't know if I've ever talked to you guys about that. I've had somebody who's been stalking me for about 10 years. There has been somebody who's been stalking me since college. That's a whole other story we need to talk about one day. And, you know, when somebody talks about a stalker, the recipient of this story thinks, okay, this person is all full of themselves. You know, it's like having paparazzi. They just want to brag about it. I really haven't talked about any of my stalkers, have I, with you guys? Because it is not something I'm proud of. It's something that kind of scares you. Right? And, you know, I don't scare easily. Well, I do. Like, if there's a spider, you know, or the chocolate shortage that's foreboded to happen in 2030, I do get scared a little bit. But trust me, having stalkers is nothing to brag about. That does not mean you made it famous. I mean, no, because people have stalkers. I mean, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, ex-wives, people stalk. And I want to talk a little bit about how many people just naturally have stalking qualities. You know, there are people out there that are good guys. They're good people. But they fall for somebody or they get fascinated by somebody and they fixate on them and they obsess. And now stalking doesn't necessarily have to be driving by your place of work. I mean, it could be on Facebook. It could be, you know, calling and trying to listen to your voice. There's a whole variety of things. And the reason why I bring it up is because I have had some listeners that have asked me about, you know, their breakups and are they at risk of being a stalker because they go on social media and see what their ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend are doing. So we need to really break that down. When are you, you know, forlorn, right, having lost your love, and when are you turning into a stalker? So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
day heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in, Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, before we talk about this next segment, I do not want any of you guys to cringe and get all nervous and upset, okay? A lot of us do like to, you know, look at things on the internet and see how our exes are doing and, follow what some people are doing in their lives. That does not make a stalker B or whatever, right? Stalker B is stalker does. Okay, I don't want you guys all thinking that you're all stalkers, okay? Don't worry about that, all right? You know, there are some normal human behaviors, but we do have to talk about when does it start looking a little obsessive. And the problem is if you are starting to become a stalker, that's not entirely all your fault. Now with social media and things on the internet, it makes it a hell of a lot easier to see what somebody's doing, and we may have to redefine stalking. That being said, we have some serious stalkers out there. And it's underreported, and it makes people nervous. Look at what happened at that one hospital where somebody who had ended an engagement ends up weeks later getting shot by her, you know, ex-fiancé. So we do have to take stalking very seriously, but we need to also call it like it is. So first, let's talk about the people that have, let's say, broken up with somebody, okay, recently. There is something called post-romantic pursual. I don't know exactly what the terms are, but, you know, if you have lost a love and you made a mistake, okay, and you want to try and get them back, and you want to make some overtures, like poetry or a serenade or sending flowers to their work. Initially, that's not abnormal behavior, okay? If you loved somebody and you broke up with them and you go on the internet to see what they're doing, right, or to see their face or see their picture, that's it happens. And the reason why is, you know, depending on how much of your heart you gave that person, they still have that piece of your heart, whether they want it or not, whether they threw it out or not. But I really do believe that there's this sense of your heart versus not the anatomical organ, but the sense of what it is. And, you know, I've left a piece of my heart in certain jobs, in certain pieces of work and art I've done with relationships, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's romantic, but it's a piece of your heart is basically what that is, a piece of your emotional makeup. And so when you feel that missing, and it's not something somebody could just very easily give back to you, so it's very normal to want to tap in on that satellite location and find out what's going on around that piece of the heart. Does that kind of make sense? So that happens, okay? Not the worst thing in the world. Now, when it starts to become pathological, all depends on the other person. So I've seen couples who have been in love with each other, and they text each other every 5 minutes. They text emojis, they text whatever. They'll surprise them for lunch. They'll send flowers every day. They'll make them breakfast in bed. And you look at them like they're obsessed with each other. And that's fine. But if one person doesn't want the texts or the flowers or you showing up at work, now it's stalking. So there's a definition of stalking, obviously. And the definition of stalking is a person who, so a stalker is somebody who pursues game, prey, or a person stealthily. A person who harasses another person. And the verb form of stalk is to follow or approach stealthily and quietly, or to pursue persistently. But what's implied on that is that this is unwanted behavior. And so, you know, if I have a boyfriend and he is listening to every one of my shows, and I have a fan who's listening to every one of my shows, that's fine, because this is something I want. But if I have somebody that's going through my garbage and keeping pieces of my garbage, that's a problem. So what helps you define if you think you're starting to become more of a stalker is, does the other person want you around, want you to notice? Now, there's a lot of exes that will post stuff on Facebook or Instagram hoping you see what they're doing. Okay, well, then that's not stalking. And they're like, look at me, I'm doing this. They didn't even tag you. That's not stalking. But if they're trying to move on with your life, and you're checking their profile every single day, you know, you're trying to reach out to them. So what are some signs that you could be accidentally starting to become a stalker? Well, you know, one thing that this comes from thetalko.com, TALKO.com, is you're a chronic liker. Now, I don't know if I agree with this, but they say on Instagram, you know, a lot of us have these reliable likers where no matter what we post something, the same thing. I have people and students and whatever. I love their stuff. I'm a fan. I'm going to like everything they post. It's wonderful. Okay? But if this is a person that doesn't want anything to do with you and you continue to like their posts, trying to get back at them, that could be a very, very early sign, you know? And you need to just see if you're okay not liking one of their posts and see how that makes you feel. If you're like, oh, I'm fine. I don't have to like one of their posts. It's good. But if you're like, no, I need to hit the like button, you feel compelled to do that, that could be an issue. They say if you scroll through their Instagram pictures every day. I mean, this could work with Twitter, this could work with Facebook. Again, when you're a fan of somebody, that's fine. But if you're still obsessed with them, you know, that could be a sign that you're starting to stalk them. Again, I use that term with caution because a lot of us, when we're close to somebody, we want to know how they're doing. And so, you know, sometimes the cold turkey doesn't work. And you know, if you start to show up at a location after they post, now we're looking at some weird behavior. So if your ex-girlfriend just posted that she's at Hard Rock Hotel and you decide to head down there, so you could run into them, that's going to start looking a little creepy. All right? When you start to Photoshop yourself into their pictures, yeah, that's an issue. Right? But here's a big one. When you start to harass their best friend, when you start to go to their friends going, how are they? You know, what's going on? What are they doing? You know, remember, their best friends, they really can't do much. You know, you think they have a lot of influence, but most of their influence is negative. Like, okay, stay away from that person because he approached me asking about you. So, you know, that's another sign. They talk about when you actually write songs and journal entries about them. Well, yeah, if you start writing songs, please. When you call their phones to hear their voice. Now, most of us have automated voice messages. But you do have people out there that will, you know, keep the voicemails and just keep listening to it. And just keep listening to it, right, to hear the voices. To hear the voice. Again, that's a sign of stalking. So if you do, let's say, if somebody is actually, you know, now stalking you, there is criminal stalking laws out there. Now, somebody messaging you or following you online, no, that's not going to account for that. However, if you fear your safety, or if there's a credible threat of harm, from what I understand, don't wait. If in doubt, go to the police. If you think you're being stalked and you think something is just not right and you don't trust this person, you think they're obsessing too hard or obsessing at all, I would rather you report and let them say, this doesn't technically, you know, get covered by stalking law. But start making a report. Because if multiple actions, you know, if multiple level 2 or 3s start to occur, that could be just as significant as one level 7. So, and by level 7, meaning they're showing up at your work. So, you know, and of course, if you guys, you know, are unsure, you can always email me and I'll tell you if, no, you're stalking. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump will be addressing the nation regarding our border crisis at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News, "We could fix this border crisis if the Democrats truly wanted to work with President Trump."
Border security used to be a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue, but as the Never Trump crowd, the folks who still believe he's an illegitimate president elected in 2016, who are bound to do everything they can to resist anything that he's for that he might be able to identify as a political win, that's what's at play here. So it's not a good faith negotiation. If it were, we could solve this in less than an hour.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will deliver a Democratic response to the president's message after his speech tonight as well. Five governors were sworn in on Tuesday, including Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. This is U.S.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the CDC has reported an increase in flu activity during the 52nd week of the year. Now you're like, what? The 52nd week of the year? Wait a second. How many weeks? We're in January. So basically, we always get news on infectious disease a few weeks later. So the 52nd week of the year is the last week of the year ending December 29th, 2018. And the CDC had found that there was a pretty big uptick in flu. They said outpatient visits for flu or influenza-like illness jumped to 4.1% above the national baseline of 2.2%. So I'm looking at a graph, and I wrote this on my website, or so you guys could check it out at drdahlia.com, where you saw week 40, week 42, week 44, 46, 48, 50, and then by 52, huge jump in between week 50 and 52, which would basically be between mid-December and end of December. So, they also give us a little graph of looking at which states have pretty heavy flu activity. But since I can't describe the graph, the CDC states that New York City and 19 states, see, New York City's not a state, New York's a state, but New York City always seems to get to be put on the same pedestal as other states, you see that? So CDC says New York City and 19 states experience high ILI or influenza-like activity. 9 states experience moderate ILI. The District of Columbia, again, gets its own pedestal. And 10 states experience low ILI activity. And Puerto Rico and 12 states experience minimal ILI activity. Okay, so who's experiencing high flu activity? Well, we got Alabama, Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. So if you're in any of those states, flu has hit you guys now pretty hard. Moderate activity, meaning they've got flu, but not as bad as other states, are Arkansas, California, Michigan, Missouri, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Nothing seems to happen. You don't really hear a lot about Vermont in the news, right? You know, Vermont and Rhode Island, they're pretty chill. Now, low and minimal activity are, I guess, in the remaining states. So, Minnesota, which is good, you know, because Minnesota has, you know, GCN network there, so we don't want anybody to get the flu, so they're good. Colorado, I know. Daniel's like, I'm just going to pretend I had the flu, call out. No, no calling out. No, he never does that. Wyoming, Montana, Oregon, Ohio, Connecticut, they're doing kind of good. Puerto Rico, Alaska, and Hawaii are doing pretty good. Now, it's interesting because, having my microbiology background, okay, because I got a lot of microbiology background, right? Okay. Because I was in when you're an undergrad, you take a lot of microbiology, you deal with a lot of microbes. So, I'm no expert, though. I'd like to act like an expert. I think my show would be a lot better and higher rated if I acted like an expert. But I'm an expert on a lot of stuff, especially minutia. But, you know, when I look at this graph, and it's very, very dark red in the southern belt and more of the southern states, and in the north, the flu doesn't look as bad. And you kind of look, and then you kind of see the Midwest and all that, but it... And then you have, you know, New York City that stands out and New Jersey that stands out. So, yeah, that could be because there's a lot of people, et cetera. But California, I mean, they got a lot of people. I mean, you know, St. Louis, Detroit, why is it Michigan? What about, Michigan's kind of up there. And I'm just noticing that it's the southern border that seems to be really hit high with the flu. And what's very odd about that is we've been having a warmer winter. It's been colder up in the Northwest. So maybe what's been happening is that because it's been cold, people have been staying indoors and staying away from other people. Maybe rather than staying in the close places and whatever, maybe people are calling out. Maybe they couldn't get to work. But I find it very fascinating that with the cold spell, cold front coming in, you would think more illness would happen there than the southern warmer areas. Another thought is, could this have to do with immigration? Are people coming in bringing illness to the southern states? I don't know. So you look at this and you just find it just very, very odd. Now, what other information is the CDC giving us? Well, this is very key, guys. Right now, the CDC is saying that the majority of the cases are caused by H1N1. Now, H1N1, with the exception of what happened in 2009 with that swine flu outbreak, which hit a lot of people, the H1N1 that we now protect against and what we see during flu season isn't usually as severe as the H3N2. H3N2 is what knocked us on our butts last year. So this H1N1 may forebode, I'm trying to use some better language here, forebode a softer, less severe flu season. So, but don't get too excited yet. Don't get too excited. Okay, just some quick issues here with flu. Just to remind you guys, flu season starts in the fall, ends late in the spring. I've heard it'll end May 31st. Usually peaks December to March. So expect higher numbers over the next few weeks. We still don't know how bad this flu season is going to be, but because of this H1N1 news, I'm cautiously optimistic. Remember, the flu is a virus. Can't be treated with antibiotics. The number one cause of flu-related deaths is pneumonia. So if you're due for a pneumonia shot, get your pneumonia shot as well. Go ahead and still get the flu shot if you want. Flu shots will kick in usually within 2 weeks. We are just starting to go into peak season. Flu can also exacerbate your asthma, seizures, promote preterm birth, other pre-existing conditions, heart disease. So if you're not healthy and you're dealing with certain medical issues, then I need you to make sure you see your medical doctor and find out what you need to do to get in good shape before the flu. Now, this year's flu shot does cover the H1N1, okay, called a Michigan strain, a Singapore A strain, the H3N2, and then Colorado B strain-like virus. And then the quadrivalent also has, I do not want to pronounce it the way it looks, but let's just go Phuket. And that, so the quadrivalent has two Bs, two As. Trivalent has two As, one B. If you're over 65, you got a few options. You got the flu zone high dose. That's a higher dose flu vaccine. That'll allow immunity to protect you against longer. The flu ad, the trivalent flu vaccine. The trivalent flu vaccine has an adjuvant, so it kind of stimulates more of an immune response. And then you have the flu block, the quadrivalent. That provides protection against four strains. Now, we are being told that there's a study looking at the nasal spray versus the shot and to see which is more effective. And among children, they say the nasal spray appears to have less effectiveness against the flu than the shot, such that a few years ago, they said don't even do the flu spray. But they brought it back this year. And the flu spray is the one that, the nasal mist, flu mist is the one that has the live attenuated, the more broken down version, it's alive but weakened, as opposed to the shot is a killed version, which isn't supposed to make you sick or give you the flu. And it's supposed to mimic flu and mimic the shape of it to cause an immune response. But I guess they're finding that in this new study, that the flu vaccine is doing better than the flu mist spray. And it was kind of interesting that they decided to bring it back. They looked at multiple studies. The data included looking at over 17,000 children. And after combining all the data, the researchers found the vaccine effectiveness against any type of flu virus was 51% for the shot and 26% for the nasal spray. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this has been kind of alarming, people. The worst measles outbreak in decades is sweeping through New York, Oregon, Washington, and other states. This is being reported by multiple news outlets. I'm looking at this at Daily Mail. They say 160 people in New York alone have been infected with measles. One in 20 children that get this virus will develop pneumonia. They say 1 to 2 per 1,000 die. Now, we're supposed to be vaccinated against measles. They say only 90% of us are vaccinated. About 10% haven't gotten vaccinated. But they think the reason why we're seeing this measles outbreak is because Orthodox Jewish communities may not be as hip on vaccination as other communities. I mean, I'm Jewish. We vaccinated. We're fine with that. I mean, I read the Bible. The Bible doesn't say thou shalt not vaccinate. So we do vaccinate. But I do also get that in certain, you know, religious sects, S-E-C-T-S, you know, putting something into you, putting a, you know, disease agent, you know, even though, or something that's supposed to resemble a pathogen, may not be aligned with your religious beliefs. I get that. So, they say cases of measles have reached a 20-year high. The worst affected areas are Rockland County, where 105 cases have been reported, an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn, 55 have been infected. 25 other states, though, have been reported outbreaks, and I don't think those are related to Jewish groups, with numbers climbing particularly high in Oregon and Washington. Now, I caution everybody, you know, thinking that this, you know, has to do with a religious thing, because, again, you have other states involved. Now, measles is preventable by vaccination. But if you remember, we had that measles outbreak that I guess started in Disneyland from some international travelers, and some of the people who came down with measles were vaccinated. So are we looking at a different strain? Now, Israel has had a resurgence of measles, and they say in this report that in October, there was an unvaccinated traveler from Israel that they believe caused this uptick in cases in New York City. They say the Washington outbreak was traced to an unvaccinated child who had traveled to the state from another country. Now, the measles vaccine, as you know, came out in 1963. Measles has been a minimal threat. Usually measles will cause a fever, sore throat, runny nose, cough, and then there's this rash. And so we know that it's measles, not so much because we do blood tests, but because there's a very pathognomonic, if I'm pronouncing that right, there's a very descriptive rash that you get. They could be large red blotches or little blotches, but you start it again on the face, and then it seems to go throughout the whole body. The problem is measles could turn sour. Even though most measles cases go away on their own within a week, you can have diarrhea, lung infections, even brain swelling. And they say 1 in 20 children that contract measles could develop pneumonia. Now, again, most of us in developed countries, as well as Israel, etc., are vaccinated. But you have a lot of people starting to freak out about the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella. So we're starting to see less people want, or more people refuse vaccination. So I would always give the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine after the child turned 1 year old. They could be between 12 and 15 months. And then the second one is when they turn four, or before they go into kindergarten at five. And the CDC recommends the same thing. First one between 12 and 15 months, second one between 4 and 6. So as of May last year, the CDC recommended that 91% of the children under 3 did get their first dose of MMR. But you have this huge movement against vaccinations. They say Amish as well believe that well, they include the Amish, some members of the Amish and the Orthodox Jewish faith, to be anti-vaccine. They say one of the arguments made by Orthodox Jews is that if a dangerous disease becomes rare, thanks to high rates of vaccination among the general population, then getting shots for their children may do more harm than good and thus be against Orthodox Jewish law. So, the problem we have Because, I mean, these risks that people worry about, like, oh, you know, if I get vaccinated, my kid will get autism or whatever. These things are unfounded. Autism is either gene-related or something that happens within the womb. You know, we don't believe that you could get a shot and have autism. However, we are having reports out there that some child received a shot and then they were never the same after that. Did they get a mild encephalitis? Did they get some sort of a reaction and look autism-like? That's still being studied. But it's rarer than rare. I vaccinated all my children. I have family members who have autism, and they, you know, are still pro-vaccine. So we're pro-vaccine because I'm scared to death of polio. I'm scared to death of tetanus. We lost a family member to tetanus. I'm scared to death of a whole variety of illnesses, and I think vaccines protect. That being said, you have a lot of people out there that are not comfortable with injecting multiple agents into their healthy child. And it doesn't seem to be, you know, I guess, in line with their animalistic instinct. My child's healthy. Why am I going to bring my child into a doctor's office, risk them getting sick, and then getting shots? Well, because, you know, the benefits are much greater than the risks. But not all people think that. You know, I mean, you know, we could call anti-vaxxers names. We could, you know, we could call each other names. But unless you understand what the other side is thinking, you're never going to make progress. Just like with Obamacare. You know, a bunch of us couldn't stand Obamacare. But you have people that swear by it. You're like, okay, well, why? Why are you so in love with such a crappy law and now healthcare system? Well, because pre-existing conditions. Okay, well, then fine. Then let's use that. Then let's capitalize on that. Same thing. You know, we need to understand why people don't want to vaccinate. Maybe it's a distrust of the government. Maybe people think pharmaceutical companies are trying to make money and they think, you know, well, why? Where is this distrust coming from? Now, we're not going to please everybody. We're not going to convince everybody. We won't. But this weird polio-like illness that's causing kids to become paralyzed, that's got to scare some people. But then you have the challenge or the argument that we're already vaccinating against so many diseases, and now new ones are coming up. All right? Do they have a case? I mean, if Charles Darwin was still alive, we could ask him. If we prevent all these other diseases by vaccination, are new ones going to come? And of course they'll say yes. Not because we're vaccinating, but because new diseases always come. And then we're going to have to continue to vaccinate. Now, what's the end game? What are we looking at? Are we looking at getting 100 vaccines throughout our life later? I don't know. But nobody wants to get sick. Nobody wants to become paralyzed. Nobody wants to die prematurely. Nobody wants to transmit illness to other people. Now, a big question I get is if an unvaccinated child has measles, why, with the Disneyland outbreak, did vaccinated children get sick? Well, when somebody has disease, your vaccination does protect you, but it may not protect you 100%. And so this herd immunity we're hoping for, where nobody has the disease, because if everybody's been vaccinated, then hopefully nobody has it, this herd type of immunity does protect you. But if you do have somebody from another country come in and bring something, and it's a different type of strain, that doesn't mean because you were vaccinated, you were 100% protected. Just like those of you that got the flu shot, don't purposely get exposed to the flu, because you could still get sick. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.